This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Car Scott Anderson, 97.1 and ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. So it's been a busy day so far. There's so much to talk about. We do this every Wednesday or when it applies. We call it Empty the Bucket. It's information I didn't get to use when broadcasting the Michigan games that may or may not be interesting, but we empty the bucket nonetheless. All right, USC's defensive line coach, Sean Nua. Sean Nua was the Michigan defensive line coach up until 2021, and he was going against players he recruited. TJ Guy, Ike Iwanu, and Rayshon Benny were all players that he recruited. Sean Nua was back in Ann Arbor, and there were a lot of hugs out in the field pregame and postgame. Didn't get a chance to mention that. And Gator, this is the fact that I find amazing, and all right, it applies to both Michigan and Michigan State fans. The current long snapper for the San Francisco 49ers is Tabor Pepper. Do you remember Tabor Pepper?
Yes, actually, I do.
He was a long snapper at Michigan State.
Yeah, for a brief period of time.
The long snapper for USC is Hank Pepper. Hank Pepper is from Chandler, Arizona, and committed to Michigan State. Mm-hmm. He is not related to Tabor Pepper. Completely unrelated.
Two different Peppers.
But he was also a long snapper, went to Michigan State, and then transferred to USC and was in the Big House long snapping for the Trojans. Two Peppers, two long snappers, both went to State. Unrelated.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And there it is. The bucket is emptied.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, unless this kid has a bad snap, I'm not bringing up Hank Pepper's name, but all his snaps.
You never know what happens in that stadium with a bad snap.
Yep.
Quite possible.
Yeah. Well, it didn't, and there was no reason to bring it up. So there you go. Two separate Peppers. I mean, I think Michigan State fans probably knew some of that. Michigan fans probably didn't, unless they were keeping track of Michigan State's long snappers, but Tabor and Hank Pepper. Not related.
Not related to Jabril Peppers either, right?
No, Peppers.
There's a Pepper. Julius Peppers,
And the Peppers.
It's plural, yeah.
Multiple Peppers versus
single. Does he like cayenne pepper?
Yeah.
Tigers hate cinnamon, but they like pepper.
That's what I understand.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Is that a name of a Lions play?
Could be.
Yeah.
Maybe soon.
all right. The Tigers. Speaking of Tigers. Tigers win yesterday 2-1. A great moment when Wenzel Perez came in and doubled with two outs. And look, you pointed out earlier in the show, the double was great. It drove in the two runs with the bases loaded as that game started to get late. But he had two other at-bats, and one was an 11-pitch walk. He had two other at-bats that were both walks. One of them was 11-pitch. And when you have the opposing team's pitcher that is pitching well, getting him out of the game is something you want to do by driving up his pitch count. And that was sort of a one-man wrecking crew in that regard, Wenzel Perez.
I was driving home when that was going on, the 11-pitch at bat, and I immediately start thinking, people in our generation, Tiger fans in our generation, when you start thinking about long at-bats wearing a Tiger uniform, you think Dave Bergman was at a Monday night baseball game against the Yankees, and it was like a 13-pitch at bat that resulted in a home run. And it was awesome. When you get north of 10 pitches in an at-bat, that gets fun. And I always wondered this, and I've asked a couple players about it, and like, absolutely not. And I refuse to believe this. I feel that batters, if they wanted to, they can go up and just foul off pitches all day long if they wanted to. And of course they can't. But there are times when they're so locked in that they can't. Like an 11-pitch at bat, if you're just fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch, there's something there. I mean, it's a real skill to be able to do that, and it's something that the Yankees and the Red Sox have done for years. They've always been able to work the count, and it's a tremendous strategy to try to knock somebody out of the game. And when a pitcher like Pepio is out there and he's dealing and he has got everybody off balance, and then there's one guy who steps up, has this 11-pitch at bat, gets a walk, has another crazy at bat, gets another walk, has another crazy at bat, and then hits a two-run double, a ground rule double, to, you know, break the deadlock. It's awesome. But I can't help but think that that at-bat may not even have happened if Parker Meadows doesn't check his swing on two pitches-ish. They appealed a third.
Check his swing-ish?
Yeah. They appealed the third, and the third base umpire said, nope, he didn't swing. And I thought both times, if I were the umpire, I would have said he swung. Tigers got a massive break there that would have ended the inning with runners in scoring position for like the third or fourth straight inning, that they wouldn't have been able to push them across there in the fifth. And who knows what happens after that, because the Tigers only, those are the only two runs they got. And then, of course, they give up the home run in the ninth inning. I start getting nervous when it's when they don't have like a four-run lead. Like if it's two, that's nerve-wracking the entire time. And it's just one guy gets on base, you know, blooping a blast and you're tied.
Not that it's particularly significant, but just to keep people from calling and correcting. It was against the Blue Jays, not the Yankees. But again,
thank you.
It's the 84 Tigers. And so that was a 13-pitch at bat last night. Wencil Perez, you make the comparison. Do we draw a straight line between the 84 Tigers and what they did?
Absolutely.
It's quite a stretch if we're comparing a 11-pitch walk to a 13-pitch home run, but whatever, anything we can do.
Look, they had a Willie Hernandez save last night.
Multiple inning save, yeah.
I think damn near all of the Tiger saves in 84 were multiple innings between Aurelio Lopez and Willie Hernandez. Crazy.
You know, we are watching something very special right now go on with this team. Everything that's fun about sports, this is kind of the peak. When you are the underdog, the little engine that could, the young team that is quite frankly captured the imagination of media outside of Detroit are talking about the Tigers. I think other fan bases on social media are saying nice things about our team. We are the it team right now in Major League Baseball. And by that, I mean we're the team that people love to bring up and talk about. And we used to be that in the NFL. The shelf life on this is very short. Because you go from being the it team, the Lions were the it team leading into last year. And then I actually think Green Bay became the it team going into this year, where, you know, you kind of expedite their development and say it could happen now and everybody gets on board with it. And there's a great excitement about what an up and coming team might be. But now the Lions are just a good team. The Tigers are currently Major League Baseball's it team. And for the hardcore fans that have been there all along, and know this team, and none of the names are unfamiliar to you, congratulations, you are being rewarded, and that's great as a fan. One thing that's unique about this season is I welcome, and I think all the hardcore fans should absolutely welcome the bandwagon jumpers, because you can't blame people for not being there for a team when they go dark in the middle of the season and a good portion of the fan base lost television access to the team. Right when they were slumping too. And that led to us being an unprecedented place of apathy with a pro team in our town because they weren't playing well at the time. They weren't on television. And oh, by the way, 6-7 of these guys were down in Toledo. And now here they are. And in Toledo, they weren't having a great deal of success. They were like losing games to the Tidewater Tides and the Scranton Rail Yard Dogs or whatever the hell they're called. And now they're coming up and beating the Royals and beating the Orioles. Couldn't beat the Rail Dogs, but can beat the Orioles and Royals. And we are this close to, honestly, accomplishing the borderline inconceivable. We started talking about it when they were 6.5 games out and got mocked a little bit, and I don't have a problem with that. That's part of the job. But they've now got a 2-game lead with five games to go. Their magic number's 4.
We had the caller earlier today that wanted to raise the point that analytics have played a huge role in the Tigers' success. And I think analytics have definitely played a role. I don't know if it's a huge role, but I think it's played a role. Where it might play a huge role is just what they do with the pitching staff. And that, you know, the analytics that you get at the major league level is different than what you're going to get at the minor league level. You have way more analysts that can go over data and help you process that. And clearly you've got a manager that understands all of this stuff. He's a Stanford grad. He knows what's up. And then you've got, you know, Fetter, who is just a tremendous pitching coach. So if they can look and see, hey, Montero he's not getting the results that he should. His spin rate's fantastic. Why is he not getting the results? We can take a closer look and figure this out. So when they come to the major leagues, despite not having the minor league track record, this is where maybe analytics really pays off for these guys. And it's totally different than what it was 5 years ago, and certainly different than what it was 10 years ago. You know, Brad Ausmus was a really bright guy, but that's the Tigers were like at the precipice of using analytics when they were way behind other teams. Now the Tigers are at least on pace with everybody, and in some cases probably ahead of the curve.
So given the makeup of this roster and people parachuting in, years ago when they were on Fox, I think it was Fox, it might have been Bally's, they did the Who's Your Tiger promotion. I want to know, who is the guy that you've just learned about in the last few days, few weeks, last month, that has quickly become one of your favorites? And even those that have known about him, maybe it's guys that have just won you over. Maybe you followed the minors and you never expected, but who has become the guy? Because I mentioned Tyler Holton earlier in the show. Tyler Holton's always been good here. He was just doing it in low leverage situations. And I don't mean low leverage in a game. I mean low leverage. There wasn't premium on the games that he was out there pitching great.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Because they weren't competitive. Now they're competitive. And quite frankly, it has been, it's great to see him keep it up. Tyler Holton is elite out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Or starting. Whatever he's asked to do.
Wherever.
Yeah. Pinch hit, play short. Anyway, who's the Tiger? Who's your Tiger now that you didn't even know about or care about, maybe is a better way to put it, but now you're all in? Like, I love this guy. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback on that. Carson Anderson, 97.1.